From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Many retailers will be caught in a bind this holiday season. They began ordering merchandise for the Christmas rush 8 or 9 months ago, never suspecting that an economic slowdown and a terrorist attack would chill consumer demand. Unless spending really picks up, retailers could be stuck with tons of unsold goods at the end of the year. From San Francisco, NPR's Elaine Corey filed this report.
The Port of Oakland is a major waste station on the West Coast for billions of dollars of imported goods from Asia.
Right now, the container crane is discharging 40-foot containers off onto trailers, which the tractor drivers are taking out into the yard.
Paul Klaus is a terminal manager for American President Lines at the port. He says for months, longshore workers have been offloading every imaginable kind of freight bound for store shelves nationwide.
Wearing apparel for The Gap, Hewlett-Packard computer goods, to Sony goods, bicycles. We have Pacific Cyclery is a big bicycle shipper that moves through Oakland. So there's just a whole gamut of freight for the holidays.
Pacific Cycle is the biggest distributor of bicycles in the nation. The Wisconsin-based company imports its products from China, selling up to 4 million bicycles per year. CEO Chris Horning was gearing up for a big holiday season this year, but on September 11th, orders plunged by more than half, and he's been running far behind his forecasts ever since.
As a result of some of those significant drops week to week, we are left with about 350,000 excess bicycles in stock at this point in time.
Bikes sitting in storage because he can't sell them. According to Horning, as soon as one holiday rush ends, he starts planning for the next. In January, he's nailing down colors and specs for new products. By April, he's negotiating with parts vendors and assemblers in China, and the cycle keeps going.
By the time late summer comes along, we have committed to our purchases, we have issued payment guarantees. So when something like the tragedy on September 11th occurs, our die is cast at that point in time. We have these bikes either produced or well underway, and we have many of them in stock.
This warehouse, 50 miles from the Oakland port, is Pacific Cycle's main distribution center. It can house some 4 million bikes. Forklift drivers zip through narrow canyons among the towering stacks of boxes labeled Schwinn, Mongoose, and Roadmaster.
We just sent over 80,000 bikes in less than a week, so that's a lot of bikes.
Warehouse supervisor James Ailey says last month was a madhouse, running double shifts to fill holiday orders. Shipments would arrive from the port and often leave on trucks the next day, headed to discount chains and thousands of mom-and-pop bike shops nationwide. The pace of bikes moving out has slowed a lot since then. Now, Ailey says, the new shipments that arrive are just piling up in the warehouse.
We're just kind of getting out of the holiday mode. We've just shipped all of our major orders that are going out. I think we have one more section of big tab orders going out to Walmart.
Walmart, the world's top bicycle retailer, cut back its Christmas orders drastically after 9/11. But the big discounters are expected to weather the holiday season fairly well. It's the small independent dealers that stand to suffer the most. Jim Ruggles owns Eddie's Bike Shop, which he inherited from his father. It's a four-store chain in the Akron, Ohio area. Ruggles is facing real hardship this winter.
As of September the 11th, our customer flow died.
Months ago, Ruggles ordered 1,500 bikes to sell during the holidays, sales he expected to tide him over until spring. Instead, he says hundreds of bikes may be left sitting in his storage rooms.
The inventory that we currently have, we counted on to move at Christmas time. Without the customer flow, it's impossible for us to sell these bikes at Christmas time. There'll be no cash flow in order to pay for them.
He'll either have to borrow the money to pay his bills or go hat in hand to distributors like Pacific Cycle asking for more time. And it will be small comfort for Ruggles to know that thousands of retailers face the same choices this year. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.